Last we were with our adventurers, they arrived at the mountain to house the dungeon they were seeking. But unfortunately, while investigating a glow in the water, the party angered a giant crayfish. Olive crashed into the ground with a loud thud, not completely unconscious, but the party had no time to help her. The crayfish swiped its claws at the dragonborn starter, only to narrowly miss him as, in a panic, he swam away. Keg the dwarf would attempt to assist by firing his crossbow at it, but to no effect due to its thick armor. Meanwhile, Lupe utilized Eldritch Blast, which took the form of a serpent. But it too had little effect. In fact, it did more to just panic the pirate dragonborn further as he thought he was under attack by sea serpents. Forty the Crow attempted to stab the crayfish in the eye, but it instead would miss, hitting the fleshy area around the eye. Finally, when the crayfish entered the range, while chasing Starker, Novi was able to cast Blight, which caused part of the armor of the crayfish to rot off, but it was not enough as the crayfish caught up to Starker and grabbed him, lifting him out of the water. Starker, now being grappled by the crayfish, would attempt to swing his sword at it, but it would have little effect, and instead it would start squeezing him with his claws, causing immense pain. Keg and Lupe would continue to pelt the crayfish with crossbow bolts, with them now hitting the exposed flesh of the rotting carapace, causing great amounts of damage. In response, the crayfish then threw Starker towards the land onto the shore, and started approaching the party. Novi would again cast Blight, causing more of the armor to rot off, exposing additional weak points, an advantage that both Keg and now the recovered Starker would take advantage of, swinging their weapons into it for great damage, with Starker hacking off some of the legs with his greatsword. Lupe would then be able to finish off the creature with a final Eldritch Blast, causing a portion of the creature to blow open, large chunks going everywhere. After the fight, the party recovered from the whole ordeal, and moved the unconscious Olive to a bedroll away from the water. Keg and Lupe would investigate the corpse of the crayfish and would discover a chest in its stomach, and when opened, discovered a map, seemingly of the dungeon, with a riddle on it, saying, "Near the peaks of Golden Valor, find the cave of Draconic Power." While most of the party attempted to figure out this riddle, Lupe would investigate the glowing object beneath the water, now that it was safe. There, he would discover that it was a magic rune of conjuration, and when he interacted with it, nothing happened other than a brief shock to him, as it seemed like he lacked something akin to a key. With Lupe done investigating the water, the party realized that the sun made two tall spires on the other side of the caldera have a golden sheen. Heading there and investigating it, Starker would utilize the wand of detect magic that he stole previously from the shrine, and discovered that a wall of rock between the spires was actually an illusion covering the entrance to a cave. Before descending into the cave, the party would recover Olive from the other side of the lake, and wound down for a long rest before entering the cave properly. As the Lord knows, there'd be further threats down within it.